This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
That is the sound you would expect to hear in a cavernous space of history, with Michelangelo high on a scaffold, lying on his back while painting murals into wet plaster. But today, to execute the art form, you are more likely to hear this. The artist is in a person-sized bucket, being raised up to create a mural across the expanse of a building's blank wall. My guest today is Julie Engelman, Bay Area muralist who has graced our town with her creations. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Your mural on the side of the Cunha Market building downtown is beautiful, but it raises a real question. When you paint on an easel, you can step back and see the whole picture as you go along. But how do you plan to scale up your images to the size of a two-story building?
Yeah, that's one of the most frequent questions I get asked when I am painting these murals. And to get the proportions right in such a large scale is one of the most important pieces to creating like a massive work of art like that. And how I usually go about just starting to sketch out the content in the artwork onto a massive piece is I create like very general outlines of the artwork that I'm going to put on the wall like as a stencil. Kind of like what a tattoo artist would do. They create just rough outlines of the artwork and they print it out and they put on your skin and then they shade it in. I do the same thing. I create these outlines, and to get it on the wall, I either use a projector or something that I think is more accurate, which is called a doodle grid. Basically what that is, it's kind of hard to describe without a visual, but I paint the wall in all these different scribbly designs and patterns, and it looks terrible at the beginning, and it looks like someone tagged it, and people walk by and ask me all the time, yeah, like, what are you doing? This looks really bad. I'm like, just trust the
process.
Somebody
call the police.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get that all the time. I just tell people, just trust the process. And I basically use this doodle pattern all over the wall, kind of as a map or a grid for the outlines. So I take a picture of the wall with the doodles, I put it in my iPad, and then I put the stencil over this photo. So I kind of line up like, okay, so this line is connected to this squiggle here, and then it ends down at the squiggle at the corner over here. And that's kind of how I sketch it out. And it's really rough, but I think it's a great way to go about getting the proportions right. If, like, there's a tree or something, it's great to, you know, get behind the tree and do it that way as well.
Now, looking at your biography, painting wasn't your first endeavor. How did you come to be a muralist?
I always loved painting, and I started very traditionally, just sketching on paper and canvases, just how anyone who's into art would, you know, normally start out. And then I kind of got bored of a traditional square or rectangle as a canvas, and so then I was experimenting with different types of canvases like surfboards and skateboards, and I just thought that was really unique and cool and exciting and fun. And I think that just kind of naturally segued into painting bigger and outdoor different types of canvases like murals and walls. I just loved being in the public, creating art that's not just going into someone's private home. It's going to everybody so the whole world can see it. And that's just really exciting. And I love people and I love talking to people. And it's just something I love, like the process and the outcome. Just to see your work in a large scale like that is something really cool. And hopefully I'll be able to do it for the rest of my life.
Well, when we think of a traditional artist, they're turning out painting after painting on canvases. Murals are not exactly going to be a frequent request. How do you find those commissions?
Either I apply to projects that I find, or people reach out to me and email me. Usually that's how it goes. And
well, you have big advertising once you've done one.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We'd like to see your work. Well, if you drive down Main Street and look to the left.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a billboard for right. My art.
Now, you have a commission. Now you have to paint the wall. There's some physical requirements to do that. It's not easy work, is it?
No, it is very physically demanding. I hope I'll be able to do it for my whole life. I'm 30 right now, and I'm physically able to do this demanding work, and it's just kind of like construction, and you're using your whole body, and you're painting with this massive wall. But I'm just trying to take care of myself and do my yoga and get my massages lined up and just be really careful and just trying to do it for as long as I can.
An athletic pursuit. The Half Moon Bay mural, of course, is a real centerpiece in our town. How did that commission come about?
So that one was an application that I applied for. The city posted it to the public. Anyone could apply. And kind of how that process worked is you apply to it as if you would apply to any sort of job with your resume, your cover letter, and your portfolio. And then the city picked four artists out of that pool to then create a design that you would then present in front of some selected council members. I spent so much time creating the design for that. I went into the library and I was looking at old historic photos of Half Moon Bay, and I went to the Historical Association, and I was really just trying to capture Half Moon Bay's aesthetic and beauty and culture in that piece. The goal of the project was to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Pumpkin Festival. So all my colors that I used in that palette are very autumn-centric, very like warm tones of oranges and browns, and I'm just trying to bring that season into the mural. I feel really grateful to have been selected.
Now, of course, murals are outside, and unlike all the other art we have, which is hung inside, they're going to be exposed to the weather. So what kind of paint or maintenance is required to keep those murals fresh?
I use exterior house paint usually, which has like these UV and weather resistance properties already in the paint. I also use a lot of spray paint as well, which usually has UV resistance to it. And then in addition to that, when I'm done with the painting, I seal it in this really good clear coat that's almost like a resin, and that further protects it from UV and weatherproofs it.
Speaking of paint, I can barely open a can of paint without getting some on me.
Yeah.
How much paint ends up on you?
Oh my goodness, I go through so many clothes. I'm just caked in paint. Every new item of clothing I bring into a project, it just ends up getting covered in paint. So
okay. Well, do you sell those on eBay? I mean, they're an artistic work in themselves, are they not?
I have been asked that so many times, and people have wanted to buy my overalls off of me through every project that I do. They're like, hey, are you selling those? Where did you get those? I was like, you could just go and paint. You could do this yourself.
But, of course, you have a lot more fun getting that paint on there than if they just bought it. It wouldn't be the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's creative. Looking ahead, what projects are on your horizon?
So this year, I might start painting that IDES building, which would be really cool. Right now, I'm just creating a design for them to see. This may or may not happen, but I really hope it does and they are able to find the grants to get the project going. But I just think that Portuguese culture is so beautiful and unique and so cool. I think that mural could be really spectacular if that project does come into fruition. I'm also designing a decal right now for the Colmas Fire Department, and I'm creating something that's going to go on their fire trucks and it'll be there for the next 25 years, which is really exciting. That's nice.
Now, you already did a mural for them as well, did you?
I did, yeah. That was the biggest mural I've ever done. It's like 180 feet long, and it takes up pretty much an entire block.
And how long did that take you?
I did that at the beginning of 2024, and that took me about 2 months, but there were a lot of rainy days in there, so I kind of lost track of exactly how long it took me.
Yeah, so you come back to the wall, now let's see, where did I leave off? Considering 180 feet, of course, you have your design, but do you ever change something from the original design as you go along?
Not really. I really use my design as a reference photo, and I try to make it as accurate as possible. If something isn't working, though, like from the design that I create onto like a physical wall and it just does not look right, I'll tweak it and I'll add some extra shading or contrast, really pop out whatever I want highlighted.
Yeah, you have to step back.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah. So I guess minor tweaks, but nothing crazy.
Well, I really want to thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to the next big picture that you bring to our landscape.
Thank you so much for having me.
My guest today has been Julie Engelman, muralist, who is giving us art on a grand scale. From ancient cave etchings to a religious wall touched by Da Vinci, to the social statements of Diego Rivera and Banksy, muralists continue to exceed the limits of the canvas frame. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood for painting us a picture of someone making a difference in our community. Quick reminder, our feature stories are always available for on-demand listening on our website, khmbradio.com. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. Host Cameron Palmer bids you join him for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. This week's destination, 1998. You're listening to Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
2025 has arrived and it's time for resolutions. Here's one that will make you and your dog happier. Are you frustrated and embarrassed when your dog does annoying things like excessive barking, lunging, pulling, pawing, jumping, or the biggest faux pas, humping? I offer free, short, easy online resources that will help you learn how to give your dog what they need and want by doing what you need and want. I'm Sid True, dog trainer and behavior consultant and creator of Super Successful Listening Solutions. You can find my free pro video tutorials on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Google at True Training 101. That's True Training 101 for my free pro video tutorials. And of course, please reach out if you have any questions or want more information.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1998.
We may have entered the year 2025, but through the magic of the KHMB Time Machine, we're going back this week to 1998. In the first weeks of the 1998, we see the following stories and events unfolding in the greater Half Moon Bay area. Checking the Half Moon Bay Review, the Beautification Committee seeking grant requests. February 28th is the deadline to submit grants for the Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee. Primary funding for these grants comes from the Pumpkin Festival revenue, and applicants must show current documentation of nonprofit status or affiliation with the school. city, county, or state agency and serve the residents of the Coastside area. Someone rides off with a saddle. A Western riding saddle was reported stolen from a residence along Highway 92. The sheriff's office reminds saddle owners that the community police unit will mark saddles with identification number for protection. The service is free. And Half Moon Bay proves fit to be tied. The Half Moon Bay High School girls soccer team played a hard-fought game against San Mateo to a 2-2 tie. Both teams played hard to hold their opponents from scoring, and it was an exciting game, according to the fans that attended. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We have added something new to the pub menu. The latest is my new friend's favorite, blue crab soft shell served as a salad or a sandwich. It's delicious. It's hard to describe the taste, and just as to be experienced in person, you'll have to come down. We just introduced this, and it's been a huge hit. One of our dear regulars named Kathy loves it so much, she's had it 4 times in the last couple weeks. Come on, Kathy. Come enjoy our new offering. Keep calm and crab on. What was the cost of living for those starting the new year in 1998? With inflation at 1.5%, average monthly rent is $619. A new car, $17,000. And there are no worries about gas mileage with this gas at $1.15 a gallon. It will cost you 32 cents to mail a letter. And remember when people wrote letters? You remember that. And if you like bacon and eggs, well, the bacon will cost you $2.53 a pound, and a dozen eggs are worth 88 cents. The biggest airport in the world opens in Hong Kong, and President Bill Clinton denies having had a sexual relation with that former White House intern Monica Lewinsky, but later admits it. There are two popular movies, both disaster films, Armageddon and Titanic. And the first week of January, people are watching Law and Order and America's Funniest Home Videos. In fact, people are still watching them today. In music scene, this artist was born in 1946. By the age of 19, had their first charted top 40 hit. And as they say, the hits just keep on coming. By 1998, she was just produced her number one platinum hit. Here's Cher with Believe. brother seemed to get most of the attention, but this lady was learning how to produce her own hits. 2 weeks at number one, and another gold record for The Wall. Here's Janet Jackson and Together Again. Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening. I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Hi, I'm Catherine Weaver, owner and chief pooper scooper of Claws, Paws, and Hooves, home of Camp K9 Doggy Daycare for the Coastside. Claws, Paws, and Hooves is offering the following services for winter and spring Camp K9 Doggy Daycare. Monday through Friday, please connect with us for a meet and greet. Underfoot boarding, a very popular service here on the Coastside, and of course, tons of TLC. We would love to tell you more about our very special place we have created for you and your four-legged family member here on the Coastside. We are safe, secure, and supervised. Check us out on our website, Claws with a K, pawsandhooves.com, Facebook, or Instagram. You can also call the office at 728-8070. Claws, Paws, and Hooves, making tails wag from Montero through Half Moon Bay.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a heartwarming story written by Eileen Mitchell. It illustrates how it's hard to put a price tag on love. When Linda Appleby's dog, Bijou, died last year, she decided to go solo for a while. Driving her decision was the fact that she was unemployed, and she knew all too well the cost of having a pet. But one day she was running errands when she received a call from a friend, something about a dog Appleby had to adopt, now. I didn't care how sad this dog's story was. I didn't want to hear it. I told my friend there was no way I could get a pet right now. Of course, she didn't listen to a word I said and emailed a photo of the dog with his heart-wrenching story. Tibet was a 12-pound Chinese crested dog around 6 years old. He'd been found wandering the streets of San Francisco 2 years ago. An elderly woman had adopted him, but now she was no longer able to care for him. The poor dog hadn't enjoyed any exercise or stimulation for a long time and was in dire need of a new home. Okay, I was curious. I called the woman trying to place the dog and reiterated that I wasn't ready to adopt, but wouldn't mind meeting him to see if we bonded. I should have known better. The moment Tibet pranced into my apartment and looked into my eyes, I knew I was in trouble. It's been almost a year since this little guy came into my life, and I'm totally in love with him. When I realized that he wasn't responding to his name, I changed it to something a little bit more personal. Since I'm a chef, I thought truffle would suit him well. Recently, we were at Kay Park, Mill Valley, when a normally friendly dog attacked Truffle, biting him on the back in three places. The wounds were superficial, but I took him to the vet just to be safe. While we were there, I casually mentioned that Truffle also had a little fatty tissue on his side. Dr. Mary was concerned enough to do a biopsy. Good thing. The fatty tissue turned out to be an aggressive mast cell tumor that it had to be removed immediately if we hoped to save Truffle's life. Although the cost was astronomical and I'm unemployed, I told the vet to operate. I had to. Truffle is my love bug. After the surgery, I got the news that the cancer was stage 1 and they believe they got all of it. Life is peculiar. If that dog hadn't attacked Truffle, we wouldn't have gone to the vet, and we wouldn't have caught the cancer while it was treatable. I shudder to think what the outcome might have been. Yes, the surgery killed my bank account, and I'm still not working. But here I am today with this dog that I love so much and hope to cherish for years to come. He was worth every dime because you can't put a price on love. Well, I agree wholeheartedly with that sentiment. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the coast side, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
You have heard the ads for Lighthouse Water. You know that getting good, clean water without harmful chemicals is mandatory for good health. But did you know that you can get the best water on the coastside at prices below many of the supermarket brands? Lighthouse Water invites you to come in and see their state-of-the-art operation. See and hear why buying your water from Lighthouse Water is the smart thing to do. You can purchase a gallon of clean, pure, and good-tasting water for just $1.09. Do your own price comparison and then visit Lighthouse Water. They are located next to the UPS store at the Strawflower Village Shopping Center. Their phone number, 726-8639. Lighthouse Water. Water you can depend on for good health.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, DC, your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today we're talking about a new study that links many over-the-counter medications to Alzheimer's disease. According to statistics for 2019, 14% of Americans aged 71 or older have some form of dementia. Alzheimer's disease, which is the most severe and lethal form of dementia, affects an estimated 5.8 million Americans. Of those, 81% are over the age of 75, but approximately 200,000 are younger than 65. In all, 1 in 10 seniors over the age of 65 has Alzheimer's dementia. Due to the high prevalence of dementia and the lack of effective conventional treatments, prevention is really the key. There have been many articles written on this topic highlighting several of the most important prevention strategies, including dietary recommendations and the need for exercise, sun exposure, and avoidance of toxins. One risk factor that has received far less attention is medication side effects, which I'll focus on here. One class of drugs shown to be a major concern are anticholinergics, drugs that block acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter that performs important functions in your brain and peripheral and central nervous systems. In your nervous systems, acetylcholine acts as an activator and an inhibitor, which is why it's used in such a wide variety of drugs. For example, acetylcholine triggers muscle contractions and pain responses and is involved in the regulation of your glandular system and REM sleep cycle. In your brain, it's a key player in attention, concentration, memory formation, and consolidation of ideas, which is precisely why these drugs can cause symptoms identical to dementia. Acetylcholine blockers can trigger dementia symptoms. Anticholinergic drugs are prescribed for a wide variety of conditions, including depression, incontinence, diarrhea, dizziness, motion sickness, insomnia, allergies, and epilepsy. You can find a long list of anticholinergic drugs and the different conditions they're used for on seniorlist.com. Again, that was seniorlist.com. More on this after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., and today we're talking about Alzheimer's disease and its link to some popular over-the-counter medications. Many common over-the-counter medications contain anticholinergic ingredients as well. These include antihistamine medications sold under the brand names Benadryl and Chlortrimeton, sleep aids such as Tylenol PM, Aleve PM, and Unisom, and motion sickness medication Dramamine and various cold medicines. Since there are so many different drug ingredients with anticholinergic effects, it can be rather difficult to identify them, making it possible to use more than one anticholinergic likely in many instances. The end result could be severe dementia-like symptoms. Prescription drugs are also likely to cause dementia, and these include antidepressants, anti-Parkinson's drugs, antipsychotics, drugs for overactive bladder, and anti-epileptic drugs. A case-controlled study published in the British Medical Journal looked at the effects of various classes of anticholinergics and found that antidepressant, urological, and anti-Parkinson's drugs pose the greatest risk. The study found a higher cumulative anticholinergic medication use is associated with an increased risk for dementia, including Alzheimer's, and that anticholinergic use should be minimized to avoid this medication-related risk. Overall, high use of anticholinergic medication for 3 years or more was associated with a 54% increased risk for dementia compared to non-use. What's more, the researchers concluded that this heightened risk remained even after the drug or drugs were discontinued. Unfortunately, medication side effects are rarely the first suspect when new disease symptoms appear, which is why it's so important to do your research and know what the possible side effects are. A list of anticholinergic ingredients used in antihistamines, anti-Parkinson's drugs, muscle relaxants, antiarrhythmics, antidepressants, antipsychotics, and antispasmodics can be found at the bottom of drugs.com's anticholinergic drugs to avoid in the elderly. So for your own safety, take the time to investigate all medications you take on a regular or even semi-regular basis, including over-the-counter drugs, to identify the ones with anticholinergic effects. Do not assume your doctor will keep track of this or warn you of the dangers of anticholinergics. So beyond reducing your intake of anticholinergics, what can you do? Well, take the supplement choline, which is spelled C-H-O-L-I-N-E. Choline is necessary to create acetylcholine and is an essential nutrient not only for your brain and nervous system, but also your cardiovascular function. The Institute of Medicine officially recognized choline as an essential nutrient for human health in 1998. Aided by a transporter protein, choline combines with acetyl coenzyme A to form the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. Adequate amounts of choline must be available in your brain at all times in order for your neurons to function properly. And finally, to bring today's show full circle, choline has been shown to protect against Alzheimer's disease. Until next time, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel! On the carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel. Another great show lined up for you this week. I'm Mike Dale. And before we introduce our artist, support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. Fun for the entire family, a British pub with cans of beer on the wall and great food selection, traditional bangers and mash, burgers and fries, entertainment. How about karaoke on Friday and Saturday nights and open mic night on Thursdays? Many of the artists you hear on Carousel, in fact, got their start at Cameron's open mic night. Pretty cool, right? This week, it's a San Mateo artist who's a frequent visitor on the Coastside, Karen Sue. Her sound is soulful and bluesy. You're going to love it. Karen will be at the Coastal Vine on Saturday, January 25th, 7 to 9 p.m., bringing the new year with excellent music and, of course, a little wine. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing today?
Now, this is your first time on Carousel. I'm actually shocked. What is going on with that?
I'm just going to say how honored I am to be here today. This is wonderful. It's a really brilliant surprise. I really want to thank, first and foremost, Mr. Rich Pearsall for turning me on to your station and also to this introduction.
I am honored, too, because I've been listening to your material. I am definitely a fan.
You're at Coastal Vine on Saturday, January 25th. You like that place, right?
Chandra Meyer, who's the proprietor, wonderful, welcoming owner, really has helped to build a nice little cubbyhole of musicians, local musicians.
Let's talk about your work with Rich Pearsall at Studio
E. Right.
And your duets with Steve Wiegandt.
Steve and I have been playing musically for about 24 years. I joined his band back in about 2000, and he was an independent singer-songwriter. And he had a band called the Bruno's Band. And I applied to this Craigslist ad, and some people were dismayed, like, oh, my God, you're on Craigslist. Man, Craigslist has helped me out so much, saving money on gear and just meeting other people. Some funkier than others, but no one's more funky than my brother Steve Wiegandt. And we played in this band, and it was really a tremendous opportunity for me.
And then you end up at Studio E with Rich Pearsall.
Yeah.
And, you know, he played that song for me because I had him on the Coastside Carousel show, just, you know, Rich as producer guy with new artists coming in. Mm-hmm. And then he introduced me to you and Steve. And he said the song that we're about to hear called Say the Word, you did in one freaking take.
We did. And so that song, I mean, Steve is so talented. And when we get together, first off, it usually doesn't start musically. It starts out with laughter and jokes. And we're kind of like the two of the Three Stooges. And his wife, Shelley Wiegand, has been super supportive all these years. And this particular song took off because Shelley was making dinner and she invited me over. And Steve was working on this great riff, which you'll hear. I go, let me see this thing. And I just popped on words. We started singing, and it was about 20 minutes to dinner, and we popped the song out. And then by the time she said dinner's ready, the song was done. So it was just, it's amazing.
One Take Jake, Say the Word, with Karen Zuhu and Steve Wiegand on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB. I'm Mike Dale, and there is Karen Zuhu and Steve Wiegand, produced at Studio E in Moss Beach, and that was in one take. Say the word.
Oh, I have to add, too, that Rich Pearsall, he lent us his bass drum foot, and there's a little backbeat with a bass drum. So he's on there, too, so let's give him a hand. Thank you, Rich.
Let's go through your catalog a little bit now.
Okay.
We talked about the blues. You said you discovered Muddy Waters and that. So, you know, I told you off mic that I used to play a little 12-bar blues,
nice.
But just for myself,
nice.
through a music teacher. I know the concept. And your song Everyday Love is pure 12-bar blues.
Right.
Do you want to talk about that before
we
play the song?
Sure, sure. Everyday Love was written so long ago. And I think that's one thing when you are in a relationship with someone and it's how you come about sharing that energy and cherishing what is sacred and beautiful. And maybe it won't last a long time. Maybe if you're lucky, it'll last a lifetime. At the end of my shows, I tend to use that one at the end, just kind of a little send-off. Everyday love, don't come around every day, but when it comes around me, baby, I want to do my best to make it stay, and that's kind of how I feel.
Here's Karen Suhu, Everyday Love, KHMB, Coastside Carousel.
Everyday love, don't come round every day, every day love, seldom come my way. To rise, don't always make me healthy, wealthy, and wise. In my time, played love's game, I burned my fingers.
.9 FM is KHMB, listener-supported community radio for the Coastside, with my special guest Karen Suhu and Everyday Love, that beautiful 12-bar blues. Karen will be at the Coastal Vine on Saturday, January 25th, 7 to 9 p.m., bringing the new year with excellent music and, of course, a little wine. You have so many songs out there. Would you like to play Happy and Free, Follow Me, or Red Sun? I can get about 3 to 4 songs in a show.
Happy and Free would be wonderful. Happy and Free would be great.
Tell us about it.
Happy and Free came about, I want to say, around the year 2000-ish. I have a total of 4 nieces, and these beautiful girls are just amazing children, right? And I thought at the time, since I chose not to have children, what could I gift them as their auntie, all 4 of my nieces and all the girls and boys around the world, but what could I gift them is nothing but happiness and freedom. I do feel that they're 2 states that are very difficult to attain and maintain. I think it's just something that we can all strive for, to share with each other and also try to do our best to keep it in our hearts. It's not an easy heading, nor is it an easy thing to maintain, right? Sort of reminds me of a helicopter flying. When the helicopter's flying, it looks like it's just going all over the place. But the hardest part to maintain is when they're just right straight up hovering over something. That's a very difficult position. That's kind of how I feel about happiness and freedom. We have to do our best to just maintain it and see it as sacred, right?
You are heavy, dude. That is so a helicopter. I hadn't thought about that, but you got that little stick.
Yeah, the stick.
That's the tough part. All right, let's play it without the helicopter. Here's Karen Suhu and a dedication to her nieces. Happy and Free on KHMB.
Tree, little faces smiling back at me. Happy every. I see as time unwinds, I resecure the ties that bind with love and all there is. Every dream is sealed with a kiss. Happy and free, little girls, they will change the world. This I know. Belief again renewed through a child's point of view. Happy and in love grows. I will climb my family tree. Love grows. All in love shows. All in love knows. Happy and free. Yeah. Happy and free. Little girls, they will change the world. This I know. Belief again renewed through a child's point of view. Are you happy and free?
It's Coastside Carousel, and there's Happy and Free on KHMB. What a gorgeous song from Karen Suhu, my guest this week. Karen will be at the Coastal Vine on Saturday, January 25th, 7 to 9 p.m., bringing the new year with excellent music and, of course, a little wine. And Karen, that 20 minutes zooms by, and you were tuning your guitar while Happy and Free was playing. I assume you want to play a little track to end the show for the KHMB heads out here?
Did. I brought my guitar just for you, and this particular song is called Nothing But Love. It's a little swingy, bluesy jazz song. Here we go.
I got nothing but love for you. I got nothing but love for you. Some people who know when love is so true, see that I got nothing but love for you. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, yeah. I know that you know this love is true. See that I got nothing but love for you. Some people know when love is so true. See that I got nothing but love for you.
At the end of the day, I got nothing but love for you, you, and you.
Woo!
Karen Suhu on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thanks, Mike.
It doesn't get better than that.
Oh, you're so kind.
And a great way to end the show. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me. I've had a blast here.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, many lament the lack of morality among our youth. Consequently, schools have undertaken to teach morals to students, yet without any reference to religion. To attempt teaching morality without teaching religion is nothing more than having a body without a heart. George Washington opposed the separation of religious teachings from moral instruction. In his farewell address, he warned, "Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality may be maintained without religion. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." George Washington believed that students should be taught morality, but that those moral teachings must include religion.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.